into public session and redo that motion. So Chair Lacy, do you have a motion to make at this time?
I do. Let the minutes state that we moved it back into open session, and I move to support the denial of a license to Ms. Veal as set forth by the Office of Public Instruction, and to grant the Class 5 superintendent's license, Class 5 K through 12 license, and the Class 3 supervisor social studies license, and all the provisions included in the Class 5 licensure based upon the case being an unusual case.
I second it publicly.
It has been moved by Chair Lacy, seconded by Board Member Stearns, to use the motion as stated, approve the motion as stated. Is there any board member comment? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Nay.
Motion passes. Thank you for your time and for being here, and we wish
Thank
you best of luck. And it was an interesting process to go through. And Chair Lacy, if you'd like to repeat what
you want to give the exhibit, Rob, do you want to collect all of the exhibits, just given the fact that the board was in closed session?
Before you guys leave, we have cake. Jesse's 41 years in here.
But then you have to leave because we have to go into closed session.
Yeah. But you can't eat your cake in here.
Oh, yeah.
You can't leave. You can't eat your cake in here.
You can take your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'll make sure.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you have a copy of this?
No.
So
I'll keep that for.
Let me tell you what we're going to do.
Okay.
Is we're going to.
So here's her file.
What we're going to do is we're going to have Dan go through. She's the one who put it all at issue. So we're going to hold on to that.
Do you want me to keep this for now? Or do you want to keep it?
You keep that.
Okay, I'll keep
it. It's part of the record. I'm going to keep one that might be a board member.
Okay, I'll keep this as a file.
Yes. Her brother actually lives with her. I had him in my household his sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Oh, what?
She does good. Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah, she is.
Anytime.
No. It's more complicated. Of course it is. Chris has one for the board's record, and to the extent that you want it redacted, you can propose redactions, and that way whatever's on the board's record has private information. I've got one copy, just as a working copy.
Won't the whole thing, because it's in closed session,
No. Well, the board has to keep a record of the hearing. Yes. And so,
but aren't they closed session minutes?
They are closed session minutes, but there's also a hearing file that's separate. And so, in order to.
You want me to go through and redact? Did you redact it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got, there's one copy that's going to go in the hearing file. I've got one copy as a working copy in case you need to go over anything. And I'll just destroy mine one time. Because I don't need to keep a copy of it.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's,
I just put my...
You got all your stuff?
File, but I didn't
know. Oh, it's back here, Heidi.
I was looking in your little...
Well, oh, I have it sitting on the table. Make sure we have everything that you received. I'll put the time of departing down. Great. Okay. I'm guessing we're not going to get out of here. It's going to be about 1.
Yeah. I could have guesstimated, but I would have guesstimated than me.
I haven't done this part of it, so if I just write in dinner and lunch, am I good? Should I get lunch after after this?
Yeah, you're still in trouble.
Okay.
The biggest one we need, that's that sign.
And I have my receipt.
And,
Okay, so I'm just going to estimate 1 or
something. Yeah. Okay. Or you can leave it blank and I'll just tell Julie that we all left at 1. You know, the meeting was over at 1.
Right.
That's usually what
and
I do.
And I take it you just take the whole folder back?
Yep, I do. Just stick it right here.
Well, I live in Halifax.
Oh, yes. We know where to find you.
And we've worked with a deal on that.
I'm going to call everyone back together, please.
Just, discuss some of those legal issues. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Before I step out, if there are any questions about Olkers and the status of that lawsuit, I'm happy to answer them. I'll just summarize for you that the Olkers attorney moved to dismiss the petition for judicial review, and they've fully briefed that. OPI responded. Olkers replied, and that is set for a hearing in Helena on June 18th. And as of right now, OPI's new legal counsel, I've conferred with her, and she's going to let me know whether there's any objection by OPI to my ongoing participation in the case, because my office has also represented OPI. And so Julia, once she has a chance to work on that, she'll be getting back to me. And we have not filed an amicus brief or otherwise directly participated in the case except to transfer the administrative file to the court. Anyway, if there are any other questions, I'm happy to answer them. If not, I know it's not on the agenda. And I'm happy to take phone calls or emails about that.
Thank you,
Mr.
Steps. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. So we are actually going back into executive session for the purpose of discussing our executive director's performance evaluation. And Chris, public session at 12:45 p.m. And in public session, I would like a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
For a second?
I second it.
Okay, moved by Board Member Quinlan, seconded by Board Member Bremner to adjourn this Board of Public Education meeting. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Thank you very much for everybody for your